This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. King Soopers workers in Metro Denver have approved a 3-year contract that includes raises of up to $5 an hour for some employees. Andres Bucherel works in Aurora and says he's ready to return after 10 days on strike.
I think we felt like we did something, you know. We all went out together and we stayed out there together and, you know, we proved our worth, you know, because those stores were empty.
King Soopers workers in Colorado Springs, Grand Junction, and Northern Colorado will vote over the next week. COVID-19 transmission continues in Colorado due to the Omicron variant. Hospitalizations remain high, but the numbers are improving. Dr. Ricky Dhaliwal says high levels of transmission appear to be easing in Leadville.
They were at 100% positivity rate. Literally everyone they tested for a whole week was positive. And I think they're down to like 45%.
State officials report nearly 1,600 confirmed COVID hospitalizations yesterday, down by roughly 100 patients from last week. Several inches of snow fell across the Front Range and ski communities today, thanks to a cold front. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Intrican says the snow should be over by tomorrow morning.
Back to sunshine and highs in the 40s. Before you know it, you'll never know it was there.
Officials are warning to be cautious, though, on snowy roads and follow traction rules. Some highways, including I-70 and U.S. 285, require snow tires or chains to drive. Chance of snow for Denver tonight. This is CPR News.